Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Remember, you can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it yet, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth broadcast is about to start. So at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, radio listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And I'm your host, Evangelist May. And I'd like to announce that we are praying for the Williams family. Glory to God, Tawana Williams and Lois Williams. They are no relation, but we are yet praying for them. And we want them to know that God is able, because we know God is still working miracles. Now, tonight, once again, it's Tuesday night. And we're in our oldies but goodies in the gospel. So we want you to prepare your heart to hear the word of the Lord. Hear what the Lord is saying to his people. Now, last Sunday, we put the message on, God's grace is sufficient. And also, I understand that the word of God was preached on Thursday night. God's grace is sufficient. And tonight we're coming back with another message. God's grace is sufficient. So I believe the Lord is speaking to his people and speaking to anyone that will hear the voice of the Lord. So prepare your hearts. The next voice you will hear will be that of Evangelist May.
Of the revelation that was given to me a thorn in the flesh.
And tell us
Praise the Lord. We thank God. We're not finished yet. We want you to hold on. There's a little bit more. Glory to God. God's grace is through this. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, yes, we're going to be careful. faith is not enough for us. Lord, thank you. His faith is all we need. Lord, thank you. All that we need. God's grace is sufficient for us. God knows, I tell Jesus to mind. These last few days, when men are calling right wrong, calling wrong right. Oh, look around in the church world. Oh, see how so-called youth and saints. Some of them ain't. But they used to be saints. Oh, they took a stand for holiness. Took a true stand. But now they're taken down. They're throwing back on God. They're going in the way of their own. And God knows, God says, in his word, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. But the end thereof is the way of death. When he gets finished, it's going to end up in death. You can say, well, I thought my way was right. But God knows your way is wrong. The way you're going is wrong. Turn now, to turn. Go God's way. God's way is the best way. You know, God, he will give you a chance. He will allow you a chance to hear the word of God. And sometimes it may be your first and only turn. Some people may get 2, 3, 4 turns, but you may only get one.
Oh, yes, yes.
That's why it doesn't say you receive the word of God or reject the word of God. Well, sometimes it hurt us, yes. Sometimes it hurts. When we were sick, our parents would give us a castor oil.
All right.
Some of you don't know nothing about that. They would give us some castor oil. It didn't taste good. It didn't taste good. But it did a job. It did a good job. It did a good job. Well, that's the way it is. Sometimes the word comes. Cut. Hurt us. It don't feel good.
All right.
I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to tell you it feels good when you tell me the truth and I done went wrong.
All
right. No. When our parents whipped us.
All right.
But we say, oh, good, good, oh, good. Did you say that? No. All right. When the word comes for us sometime and it whips us. No, we don't feel good. Sometimes we be hollering.
All right.
We be hollering. That's so.
Yes. All right.
But well, we gonna be giving up to the Lord.
No.
Or we just hollering because the Lord whipping us. Or because the Lord is blessing us. But we don't be giving up to the Lord. But that's the time to surrender, aren't you?
Yes.
When the Lord whips you, that's the time to receive it. And let the Lord come into your life.
Amen.
Let it clean you up. I tell you, you don't know what you're missing. If you haven't met the Lord, it's nothing out here in the world. Nothing but a bunch of trouble.
Yeah,
it's just pain, strife, death, hell, and destruction.
Amen.
Just waiting for it. But you can have life today.
Yes.
You can have it today through Jesus Christ. If you can only receive the word of God, just receive it. And God will make everything all right.
Oh, yes, he will.
God's grace is sufficient. Yes,
it is.
For us.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for the word of God. Now at this time, we're going to ask that Evangelist Cynthia would come forth and lead us in a word of prayer.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our son, Jesus, thanking you for this day, my God. Oh, Father, we thank you for your word once again, my God, letting us know that your grace is sufficient for us, my God. Oh, we thank you for the messenger, Lord. Oh, my God, move by your spirit the more, Lord. Touch the more, my God. In the name of Jesus, continue to sing your word, God. Help us, Lord. Help us to stand in these last and evil days, Lord. Help us to go through and stand, Lord. In the name of Jesus, make ways and open up doors for your people, God. Bind every obstacle, my God, that seeks to hinder, Lord. I know you're able, God. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, I know you able, Lord Jesus. Help us to pray to more, God. Help us to seek your face, God. Oh, my God, I know you able, Father. You know all about it, Lord. Fix it tonight, God. You know every situation, Lord. Work it out for your people, God. The enemy has risen against us, Lord. But I know you're able, God. You're able to fix it, God. Change the hearts of men, Lord. Please, Father God, I know you're able, Lord. Jesus, 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 help us to go through our sufferings, Lord, our trials, my God, without groaning and complaining, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus.
Help.
I know you're able, God. Jesus, 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 we need your help tonight, God. Strengthen us where we're weak, Lord. Build us up where we're leaning, God. Oh, my God, tear down the strongholds, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless your people tonight, God. Bless us, Lord. I know you're able tonight, God. Touch right now, Lord, while we're praying, God. Touch somebody's heart tonight, God. Touch their minds, Lord. Help them to turn from their evil way, God, and seek your face, Lord. I know you're able, Father. Do it for us tonight, God. You're able, Lord Jesus. You're able to work it out, Lord. I know you can do it, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to move on this broadcast, God. Continue to sing your word, Lord. Sing your anointing, God. Let it prick the heart, Lord, unto repentance, God. Let it heal, my God. Let it strengthen, Lord. Let it deliver, Father. I know you're able, Lord. Have your way tonight, God. Have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go into the hospital room, Lord, and look on to Juana, God. Touch her mind right now, Lord. Touch her body, God. You're able to heal, Lord. You're able to save her, my God, in the name of Jesus. Look on my cousin Lois, Lord. Touch her right now, God. Heal her body, Lord. Give us the more faith in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, save, Lord. I know you're able, God. Save our daughters, Father, in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you tonight in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you. Get me hit, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Have your way tonight, God. I know you're able, Lord. Go into the prison walls, God. Save right now, Lord. Touch right now, God. Heal, Lord Jesus. Give somebody a change of heart, God. Prick it unto repentance, God. Help somebody to cry out, Lord. Help them to cry out unto you, God. Go into the mental institution, Lord. Restore the mind, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the suicidal mind, God. Touch right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on Congress, God. Look on the Senate, Lord, the President, God. Oh, Father, Ukraine, Lord, Russia, my God, Turkey, Lord, Sudan, God, Israel, Lord, move right now, God. Move, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have your way tonight, God. Look on the listeners tonight, God. Oh, Father, touch, heal, and deliver, God. Send on a blessing, Lord. You know all about it, God. Fix it in our lives, Lord. Please, God. I know you're able, God. Look on Shamir, Lord. Touch her mind, God. Touch her heart, Lord. Bind that mad spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That demon medical spirit, Lord, that just won't let them do right, God. Bind it tonight, Lord, in your name tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Do it tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Have your eternal way, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We count it done tonight, Lord. We believe you by faith, God. We count it done, Lord Jesus. And we thank you right now, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord. You're worthy, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, yes, Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, my God, you're awesome, Lord.
Yes.
You're an awesome God.
Yes.
You're an awesome God. Oh, God, my God, you're awesome. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight, God.
Yes.
We bless your name, Lord. We give you glory and honor, God. We praise your name, God. You're worthy, Lord, through it all. You're worthy, God. You're worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, Lord. Open that door that seems to be closed. Oh, my God. Open it up, God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Name
the
of,
blood of
name
Jesus
of,
is against you, Satan. The
yes,
blood of Jesus
yes.
is against you. We denounce you tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lift your hold. Take your hand off of the doorknob. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We bless your name, God.
Yes.
Oh, my Father, even all things we ask of thee. In the name of the Father and of the Son. And of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory
to God.
Thank God. Glory to God. Thank the Lord for that anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia. I tell you, God is moving by his Spirit. And I thank him for him. He's still the same. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Glory to God. I just thank God for this broadcast. And at this time, we're going to have remarks from our evangelist and for Sister Rhoda, from Sister Rhoda also.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell. Thank God. The grace is sufficient. I thank God for that anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And I tell you, that is when she preached this word under the anointing, very powerful message. People, they're looking for more than God's grace. We want to be comfortable. We want to be sure of things. But God keeps telling us that his grace is sufficient. It's enough. It's all we need. And it will carry us through. I enjoy the word. I've been enjoying it. He's saying it. His grace is sufficient. It's enough. I receive it. I want to say it eventually, but keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that word came under the anointing as if we were just getting it for the first time. And I really enjoyed the message tonight. God's grace is sufficient.
Amen.
And we don't have to worry about what's going on around us. Everything is not going to feel good. And that thorn or whatever it was that was troubling Apostle Paul in the flesh.
Yes.
He wanted this thing moved. He wanted
yes.
God to take it away. And we have issues. We have things going on that we want
yes.
God to take out of our way, take it out of our lives, move this thing, Lord. But his grace is sufficient. And
yes.
whatever it is that's going on with us, we can do the work of the Lord, hallelujah, by his grace. And that's really
yes.
how we're going to get anything done is
all
by
right.
the grace of God. It's going to let us know that we can't depend on ourselves. We can't move these thorns out of our lives. We can't move these obstacles out of the way. But by the grace of God, hallelujah, we can overcome them. We can
yes.
do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And I tell you, that word truly stirred me up. And we can take things to the Lord in prayer, and whatever God's will is, we just have to learn to accept it. And I believe Apostle Paul, he resolved to just accept the grace of God with whatever was going on with him.
Amen.
He began to glory in his afflictions.
Yes,
amen. So he welcomed
troubles and afflictions, because he recognized that only with God's grace could he continue on. So we have to have the same mind as Apostle Paul had to accept the will of God. And
yes,
regardless of what is happening, God's grace is sufficient. I really enjoyed that message. Praise the Lord. And I also thank God for that anointed prayer, for his touch.
Amen.
God is truly moving by his spirit. And I want to encourage everyone to please take this word of God in and live by it every day. And I want to say to you, Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God and allow God to use you in this ministry. Go as the Lord leads. God bless you.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God for the precious word once again. Amen. God's grace is sufficient. Amen.
Yes.
Can't get no plainer than that. God is speaking. Amen. He spoke it on Sunday evening, and he brought it back tonight. Amen. God's grace is sufficient. Amen. Let us take the word of God and live by it, and we will be saved.
Amen. Sister Rhoda?
Yeah, I also want to thank the Lord so much because he loves us so much. He knows exactly what you are passing through. But he has reminded us today that his grace is sufficient. And the Bible says he cannot allow our trials and temptation to overtake us. He'll always open the door for us to come out. So I want to encourage each of us tonight. Let us be strong. Let's move forward. Let's continue serving God. He's able. And he knows how he's going to deliver us. I know sometimes human beings, as Christians, we fail, we don't know what to do next, but the Lord is in control. He knows every situation of our life. Let us be hold on him. Let us focus on Jesus, because he's overcome the world. May the Lord bless his word. That's why I send this word to us today, to encourage us. So I really give glory and honor to him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for all the beautiful remarks. I tell you, that word, I tell you, it's got me stirred up, and it's causing me to trust in the Lord even the more, because we are going to go through things, but we have to learn to go ahead on through it, suffer if we have to, and go on through it, trusting in the Lord, because God's grace is sufficient. That's all we need. The grace of God, the Bible said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation have appeared unto all men. So that's all we need is the grace of God in order to go through our tests and our trials. I thank the Lord for that message. I enjoyed it so much. I enjoyed Evangelist Hameen last week. I tell you, that was good, 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 good. Not all. There's more. Praise the Lord. So at the Lord's will, we plan to get into it some more. We got some more preachers who was preaching. I tell you, the Lord was moving in that place, and those preachers were preaching under the anointing. I mean, the Lord took over, and he spoke. He used his ministers on that day. I don't remember where it was or what. But all I could say is that the Lord sent his anointing and the preachers preached the word of God. And I tell you, I'm just thankful for what God has done and what he's doing and what he's going to do. I'm looking to the Lord because I know he's able to take us through everything. His grace is sufficient for us. Thank God tonight for this broadcast, and I thank God for every one of you that on this broadcast, what it should be. Thank the Lord for Sister Rhoda. I'm glad that she was able to get on. I thank the Lord for her remarks. Mm-hmm. And then with Cynthia, that anointed prayer, I tell you, we need to let God have his way. Let him take control and do whatever he want to do. You know, God can do something. I tell you, he can fix you and make you the way he wants you to be. And when he gets finished with you, Glory to God. You'll do his will. You'll speak his word as was forestated. If they turn the lights out of them, if they put you out of the church, if they won't call you to bring the word, God knows you can go on out there and do the will of God and preach it as never before. Glory to God.
Amen.
You know, God, he's got a way. He's got a way. Those apostles back in the old church days, they was being persecuted, and they went on out. They didn't synagogue. They didn't stay there. They went on out. They went everywhere preaching the word of God, and souls were saved. Souls were healed. Souls were delivered. Demons was cast out because they got out and did the will of God. So we don't know what God has in store for us. Just seek to do the will of God. Let the Lord have his way in your life. I encourage each of you to continue on in the grace of God. We thank the Lord once again for this broadcast. We look forward to being back again on Sunday night, the Lord's will. And are there any more comments or anyone else have anything to say before we close out? God, for everyone that's on the broadcast, and we want to say that we love you and we thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And that's all. We say good night and God bless you.
God bless you too.
God bless you, Sister.
God bless. God bless. Thank you.